If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at radiomd.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can always ask us questions, 877-711-5611. 877-711-5611. Almost gave you the wrong phone number, 5611. Or send us an email, udocs, as some of you have said. Carl has sent one, and I'm going to get to his question very shortly. So, Carl, thank you. Send on questions. Melanie has also sent a question. But anyway, don't worry about sending them. You can send as many as you want at udocs, Y-O-U-D-O-C-S, at gmail.com, and I'll try and get to them. Dr. Jack Stern is on the clinical faculty of Weill Cornell Medical Center, board-certified neurosurgeon specializing in spine surgery. But this book is not about spine surgery. It's about how to treat your back. He's co-founder of Spine Options, New York's first and only facility committed to non-surgical care of back and neck pain. Dr. Stern has been on the front lines of back pain treatment research for over four decades, practices and lives in Westchester County, New York. So there are five steps on this. Step one, unlock your back's unique pain code. Two, prepare to work with healthcare professionals. Three, ensure proper diagnoses. Four, embrace various pathways to healing. And step five, live a life that supports a strong and healthy back. Dr. Stern, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I'm going to get to Carl's question right away because it's right into the, sets us up perfectly. It says, I smoke about a pack a day and I have back pain. My doc says I will never get rid of my back pain. He won't even let me get an MRI until I stop smoking. Why does smoking cause back pain?
That question has confounded physicians because there is no basic science answer to it. That is to say, there is no clear-cut physiologic evidence that indicates that smokers have a greater incidence of back pain or worse back pain than non-smokers. But it's an empiric observation. That is, if you look at back pain sufferers, the number of them who smoke is out of proportion to the general population. So I think your doctor's attitude is a bit radical. I think if you're having significant back pain, even though you smoke, and I would much prefer that you don't smoke, even though you smoke, I do feel that you should have a workup whether you smoke or don't smoke.
So that goes to step one. What do you mean by that? Unlock your... And by the way, we're talking to Dr. Jack Stern, who's written the book Ending Back Pain, Five Powerful Steps to Diagnose, Understand, and Treat Your Ailing Back. It's published by Avery. It's out just this month. And if you want to go to his website, it's drjackstern.com. But step one is unlock your back's unique pain code. So what should we ask Carl about his back pain?
We should ask him whether he has specific complaints, specific symptoms. And the reason I say that is because when we discuss unlocking the body's unique pain code, we mean that there are only a certain number, and usually six, major areas in the spine that cause or generate pain, the so-called pain generators. So by taking a history, or his physician taking a history, we might be able to hone down on which one of the pain generators is causing his pain. For example, is it muscular sprain? Is it the soft tissues around the muscles? Are the bones involved? Are the discs involved? Are the facet joints involved? Et cetera, et cetera. So the point I make frequently is that back pain is a description. It's not a diagnosis. It's not a diagnosis. So in order to treat someone effectively, you really need to have an accurate diagnosis. So what the caller needs to consider is writing down an adequate history of his symptoms and have some sort of sense, whether by going to the internet, possibly by reading my book, about where his pain may be coming from, in order to help him deal, either with or without a physician, on how to treat it.
Well, he's written back and says his back pain is right in the mid left of his back, and he feels it in the mornings worse than the evenings. He does smoke right away when he gets up. He feels it when he gets off the toilet after he smokes. I don't know if that's too much information, but he said it doesn't go into his legs, knees, or feet. Go ahead. Why don't you handle that, and then we'll go to the...
The caller has a very good sense of his own symptoms, and I want to congratulate him for being such a good observer of his own body. Needless to say, I, as a physician, can't diagnose someone over the telephone, but I would say that this caller has pretty much localized his symptoms, not only to the back, but to a specific area off the middle of his back to one side. And in general, those symptoms are usually related to either muscle spasm for one reason or another in that area, or sometimes the joint in that area. If you look at a model of a spine, you will see that at each spinal level there are joints, and sometimes these joints become very painful. So I would say, without having any more idea about this chap or obviously seeing him, that if one were to read the book, one would come to the conclusion that possibly those two areas might be his specific pain generator.
Gotcha. So can, and the next subject, so what are the causes of back pain? You've said there are at least six generators and diseases relating to those. Step two is prepare to work with a healthcare professional. So should, if this guy were, or we can get you to another question, the other question was by Melanie, and she said, my doc says I've had an MRI of my back, I've got pain into my buttocks, but he said there's nothing that he sees on MRI that he wouldn't see in anyone else my age of about 40. So what should she do in preparing to work with her docs to get rid of her pain?
I think this is a very, very common scenario where one does an MRI and there's not a specific area that one can say, ha ha, here we see, this is where your pain's coming from. When that happens, I suggest to patients, number one, possibly have the MRI reviewed by a pain specialist, not by your internist, but someone who actually looks with more of a focused eye at the MRI to see on a more subtle and nuanced level as to whether there's something there that might account for the symptoms. And number two, if there really is nothing there that specifically accounts for the symptoms, then the best way to deal with this patient or this individual is by figuring out some of the alternative therapies that might benefit that person. It might be non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. It might be an exercise program, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, first, check to make sure that a specialist has seen that MRI and concurs. And number two, if they concur, consider alternative therapies that might help you. And I outline many of those therapies in Ending Back Pain.
We'll be right back, and we're talking with Dr. Jack Stern, who's both an MD and PhD. We call those double docs. Ending Back Pain, 5 powerful steps to diagnose, understand, and treat your ailing back. This is Dr. Mike Roizen. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. You can send us questions for Dr. Stern at udocs@gmail.com. And we'll get to the question about chiropractors in a few minutes, as well as a lot more. You can get to him at drjackstern.com. We'll be right back.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.